laws of divine law, we find peace and harmony. Adherence to Sharia, a blessing for you and me.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, salatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome to the first episode of our new program, Adherence to Sharia. Alhamdulillah, we'll have 30 episodes of this corresponding to the days of Ramadan Kareem, inshallah. And we'll be touching upon many aspects related to the blessed month as well. But before we begin, let us hear an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif Salat ala Nabi. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, "For indeed, your recitation of Salat upon me will be a purification, a means of purification for your a'mal, for your deeds." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the blessed month of Ramadan Kareem, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to perform many good deeds, and in particular also to praise the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly on a daily basis. So Ramadan Kareem, Ramadan Mubarak, Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, this is the time that believers all throughout the globe look forward to. And we've been blessed with that month once again. And now that the month is here, now that we are in this blessed month, remember, we have to take advantage. This month will come and go, like every single year. But we have to make sure that we take full advantage of this noble month. This is the only month that has been mentioned by name in Al-Quran Al-Karim. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. And Allah Ta'ala has blessed this month so much that in every moment, every second, His rahmah is descending, His mercy is descending. And in this very month, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has kept a very special night, which is known as Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. What has he said regarding this night? Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. That this night is better than 1,000 months. Meaning the reward that one attains on this one night is more than one would attain in over 1,000 months. Subhanallah. And then, subhanallah, during the day people are fasting, they're reciting Al-Quran Al-Kareem, they're maximizing their time, they're reading their daily azkar, dhikr, invocations, they open their fast, they do iftar, and in the evening there's a special prayer which is known as Salatul Taraweeh. Salatul Taraweeh, 20 rak'at. People go to the masjid, the masajid are packed, subhanallah, and they hear the Imam Sahib, the Imam reciting Al-Quran Al-Kareem from Surah Al-Fatiha until Surah Nas. Every day they go until they've reaped much reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in this month where the environment is so pure and becoming pious has been facilitated, meaning when we look at Al-Quran Al-Kareem, when we study Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about why He has prescribed fasting. And He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O believers, fasting has been made obligatory upon you, just as it was made obligatory for those before you. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that perhaps you might attain taqwa, God consciousness, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to your righteous a'mal and avoiding the muharramat, the prohibited actions. So this is such a beautiful month, and doing good deeds has been facilitated. Why? Because shaitan is locked up. Allah Ta'ala tells us about shaitan, reminds us about shaitan many places in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, and how he's an open enemy for us. For 11 months of the year, shaitan goes all out. Shaitan is causing problems in people's lives, causing people to sin, to sever relations, to commit haram, to commit wrongdoing, to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in Ramadan Kareem, look at the mercy of Allah. Shaitan is locked up. That shaitan, regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. That indeed, shaitan is an enemy for you. So take him as an enemy. Treat him as an enemy. Don't treat him as a friend, as a guest, or anything like that. Ma'adallah, shaitan will destroy you. Whereas Ramadan is a guest from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we treat Ramadan, how we behave in Ramadan, how we act in Ramadan, how much respect and honor we show Ramadan will determine how many blessings we attain and how much help we attain for the rest of the months of the year after Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala also says regarding shaitan, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. That indeed, shaitan is a clear enemy for people. Clear enemy. Now, when we speak about the doors of the heavens opening, because the narration also mentions that when Ramadan arrives, that فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ, doors of the heavens open. What it means there is, the likelihood of du'as being accepted is increased. That's what it means. So it's a month wherein people make much du'a. They implore in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make pleas. They beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a special month of the year for Muslims. And shayateen are locked up. Allah ta'ala has made it easy for us. So even when this is the case, Allah has opened the doors of the heavens, du'as are accepted, readily accepted, shaitan is locked up. Even despite these circumstances, despite these conditions, if we're not able to attain piety, some portion of piety, then we've not fulfilled the rites of Ramadan. Most surely, we've treated it like any other month. It's come and gone, and we've got nothing to show for it. Therefore, we need to ensure that we maximize our time in this blessed month of Ramadan Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives so many people in Ramadan. On the day of Jumu'ah and every time of Iftar, when people are eager to open their fast, what does the hadith tell us? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives 1 million sinners in every hour of Jumu'ah Kareem. And we're also told that at the time of iftar, at the time of opening fasts, Allahu Akbar Kabira, the same is done. Allah forgives that many people. So countless people are being forgiven. People are being granted pardon by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we going to be amongst them? Are we going to be amongst the fortunate? Are we going to be amongst the recipients of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's the question. The onus is upon us to show that we are worthy, to make ourselves deserving, to be proactive in the month of Ramadan, so that it helps us throughout the year and throughout our lives as well. Ramadan is essentially that time where you can change your life for the better. People speak about having bad habits, sinful ways. People often cite obstacles in their journey towards piety, in their pathway to piety. Ramadan Kareem is that month. Allah has made things easy for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made things easy for us. So much so that in the month of Ramadan, not only haram things, we are able to save ourselves from those actions which are normally halal for us. You might be thinking, what are those actions? Remember, normally, out of Ramadan, when you're not fasting, you're able to eat breakfast, dinner, lunch, snacks in between, your coffees, your drinks. But in Ramadan, from suhoor all the way till iftar, you're showing and proving to yourself that you can avoid things which are normally halal, tayyib. And that's the hukum of Allah, to avoid them. That's why you're avoiding them. Not for any personal reason. Allah has said it. So if you can save yourself from halal, which you normally partake in throughout your life, besides the days of Ramadan, then surely you can save yourself from haram as well. And that's also one of the hikam, the wisdoms of fasting. When you fast, you weaken your nafs. You weaken your ego. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to the youth who are not able to marry? He said, fast. Because what does fasting do? It suppresses the desires. You have no energy. It helps you to lower your eyes. It helps you to protect your chastity, your modesty. Fasting is very, very powerful. It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the month of Ramadan, when we are helped like this, where our ego is overpowered, our nafs is overpowered, when we are naturally inclined and interested in doing as much good deeds as possible, what's the outcome? We're able to recite more Quran. We're able to recite more adhkar, more istighfar, do more du'as. This is how a believer should be throughout his life. This is Allah Ta'ala's way of showing us that, oh believer, this is how you should be every single day of your life. You can do it. You can do it in Ramadan, you should try and do it outside of Ramadan as well. So in Ramadan, the believers have a strong connection with Al-Quran Al-Kareem. After all, this was the month in which the Quran was revealed. So no doubt it has a strong connection to the Quran, Ramadan Kareem. And what was the blessed habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That he would do dawr in the month of Ramadan with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi wa sallam. For those who don't understand this concept of dawr, you have a hafiz or many huffaz. What they do throughout the year, and in particular before Ramadan Kareem or in Ramadan as well, they recite to one another whatever they're going to recite in Taraweeh. And for Hufaz, they should do this throughout the year so that they're able to maintain the Quran, preserve the Quran, not forget the Quran. This is very important. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do dawr with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam in the month of Ramadan. That's how much he loved Al-Quran al-Kareem. He would recite it throughout his blessed life when it was revealed to him from then onwards. But in the month of Ramadan, in particular, he would make preparations for reciting the Quran to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. Now, the month of Ramadan, it's here, it'll go before we know it. Question is, are we going to be amongst those who at the end of the months will say, Alhamdulillah, we were able to reap the blessings of this month. We were able to do as much as we could in the month of Ramadan Kareem. Remember the mercy that's showering the same everywhere. How much we are able to take in, that depends on our state. The state of our heart, the state of our iman, the state of our a'mal, the state of our taqwa. It all depends on that. So the mercy is descending for one and all. Why is it that some take more of that mercy, some take less? When the believers prepare for Ramadan, when the believers abide by the etiquettes of Ramadan, when the believers respect and honor the month of Ramadan Kareem, they're able to attain more mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And conversely, when one does the opposite, he disrespects Ramadan, he gives no ahmiya, significance to Ramadan, he doesn't prepare for Ramadan, he doesn't try to change and become a better person in Ramadan, he uses it as a springboard, consider it a massive blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he won't be able to gain those blessings and mercy. So just think about it for a moment. You've got a person who is looking forward to Ramadan Kareem, and in this regard, he's, even before Ramadan, he's wrapped up some of his responsibilities, he's got things out of the way, he doesn't want anything to become an obstacle, he's done what he could do. And in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, he has a set routine where he's reading Quran every day, Durood Sharif every day, Salawat ala Nabi, Istighfar every day, Tahleel La ilaha illallah every day, Tahmeed, Alhamdulillah, Tasbih, Subhanallah. He's praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day, giving charity, feeding others, providing iftar for others, pleasing others' hearts, attending the masjid, all of these acts. Obviously, he will gain a large portion of the mercy of Allah. And then you have another person, as soon as he realizes that Ramadan is here, for example, he's got a shop or a supermarket, you say to the workers, put the prices up, 10%, 20%. It's Ramadan, people need these items. people desperate need. They need to cook food every day. They can have guests over. They can have family over. Let's try to capitalize off this situation as much as possible. Let's try to milk the Muslims, ma'adallah. Let's try to gain as much of their wealth as possible. Meaning he's not looking at reducing the prices. He's not looking at making it easier for Muslims in the month of Ramadan. He's looking at his own personal benefit. That's one example. You have another person who Quran is not on his agenda. His mother, his father, or loved ones, maybe a spouse even, saying to him, read the Quran. Okay, I'll do it. And maybe reads half a page, a page. Whatever he reads, alhamdulillah, Allah accept it. But it's not a priority for that person. That person doesn't realize the connection of the Quran with Ramadan. He doesn't do things out of mahabba, shawq, devotion towards the Quran. And instead, every day at a set time, his friends know, fellow gamers know, that he'll be online. They're online, he's online. Nothing should disrupt and disturb their gaming sessions. Maybe even during fasting, it's like that. Oh, I need to kill time. I need to pass time somehow. What's the best way to pass time? Okay, I'll just play my games. I'll tell so-and-so friend, so-and-so gamer friend, we'll play games for about 3-4 hours. Then I'll probably go to my gym. Yeah, some people do go gym during Ramadan, during the fast as well, if they can hack it, it's all good, but many people can't. But what I'm trying to say is, the priority is totally different. You might have someone who is looking at the time and thinking, oh, another 6 hours for iftar, what should I do? Let me go and watch that latest movie that we were speaking about, me and my friend were speaking about. Let me go and watch that. Or somebody's on the way to work, and as per their habit, they've got their headphones on, and they're listening to music, they're listening to something which is sinful, and they're none the wiser. Meaning they don't realize that these acts, taking advantage of Muslims, when someone's a shop owner, for example, not looking out for Muslims, not being a well-wisher for Muslims, someone who's spending the day playing games, someone who's listening to music all day in the month of Ramadan Kareem, someone who, ma'adallah, is watching obscene things, doing haram, misuse of the tongue, backbiting, speaking for hours with friends, accomplices about other people, slandering others, accusing others. They don't realize that the month will pass by, and at the end of the month, they will not have attained spirituality, ruhaniyah of the fast. They will not have attained taqarrub ila Allah, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will not have increased in their hasanat, or if they did increase a bit in their hasanat, their sins are overwhelming, because they've spent the month like they spend any other month. Whereas in the month of Ramadan, we know stories and accounts of people who were forgiven by Allah, or who were granted a fresh start by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of ihtiram of Ramadan, honoring Ramadan, adherence to the Sharia in the month of Ramadan Kareem. Some people were even blessed with Iman because of this. Meaning they were Muslims because of their respect for the month of the Muslims. Allah Ta'ala blessed them. So, we need to be very careful. This is a wonderful opportunity to change ourselves. A great opportunity to please Allah and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But at the end of the month, we'll be able to judge. Someone who's been successful in reciting Quran, someone who's been doing charitable acts, someone who's been feeding others, providing iftar for others, reciting salawat ala nabi, performing tarawih prayer in the masjid for the males and women at home, a person who's been avoiding muharramat, haram actions. At the end of the month, there will be this feeling of, alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, I've done what I could do. Ya Allah, accept the a'mal. Ya Allah, forgive me. Whereas a person who spent the month of Ramadan Kareem in such a state where it means sinning daily. And because they're so habitual in sinning, it doesn't bother them. They don't feel that they're doing wrong. Not to diverge, but there's a hadith that when a believer sins, the hadith mentions how he feels as if there's a mountain hovering above his head. It could fall upon him at any time. He's scared. I've committed a wrongdoing. I've disobeyed Allah. Whereas a munafiq, a hypocrite, will commit a sin and he will feel as if it's just like a fly on the nose that he swats away. Minor. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Do we not see examples of this? People eating openly in Ramadan Kareem. Oh, I can't fast. I've got a medical reason. Oh, it's too long for me. Allah Ta'ala knows the reality. We could deceive people. And this is not to criticize or discredit those who have genuine reasons. Remember, Sharia has given rukhsa, ijaza, permission for certain people to forego the fast and to make it up later. Or someone who's a sheikh fani, someone who's at that stage where he's not going to recover from his illness. There's no hope of that. Or she's allowed to pay fidya in place of the fast. But even then the ruling is if later on in life, out of the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah wills for that person to recover, then they'll have to make the fast as well. But these are the rulings we are unaware of. People say, oh, I've got a headache, I'll miss the fast. Oh, I've got an interview, I'll miss the fast. I've got this reason, that reason. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So, we're almost toying with the rules of Sharia. Picking and choosing. This is not what we should do. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, this is a hadith in Darimi, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala and said, there are so many fasting people who don't attain anything except for hunger and thirst from their fast. What does the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mean here? That they're fasting, bazaahir, they're fasting, they're not eating, not drinking, they feel thirsty, they feel hungry, but that hunger and that thirst was supposed to lead them towards the obedience of Allah, to shukr of Allah, that normal days, Allahu Akbar, look at the ni'mah of water and food. You feel it more in the month of Ramadan. You realize what the poor go through, the masakeen go through. It gives you that understanding as well. But if someone's fasting, they're not eating, they're not drinking, but still, they are knee-deep in sins, embroiled in sins, involved and engaged in sins. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Nothing apart from hunger and thirst is attained by such people. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Every year we get Ramadan. Every year we attain Ramadan. Mercy of Allah, blessing of Allah. But how many of us actually take full advantage of it? The goal is taqwa. The goal is taqarrub ila Allah, to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And taqwa is that thing that leads to many blessings. That's a whole topic in itself. What does the Quran say? وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah Ta'ala speaks of people who, if they had adopted taqwa, they had believed and adopted taqwa, what would happen? لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The doors of blessings would open for them from the heavens and the earth. Allahu Akbar Kabir. May Allah Ta'ala grant us such blessings, grant us mercy, enable us to take full advantage of Ramadan Kareem, its days, its nights, every moment of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who attain taqwa and become close to Him by means of this blessed month. Join us next time, inshallah, in another episode of our program, Adherence to Sharia. Until then, may Allah ta'ala protect and preserve all of us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
In Allah's divine law, we find peace and harmony. Adherence to Sharia, a blessing for you and me.